In this bulletin, a damning report is released on the United Kingdom's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The International Monetary Fund downgrades its outlook for global recovery from the pandemic. And in sport, the Socceroos lose their World Cup qualifier against Japan. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A damning report on the United Kingdom's response to the COVID-19 pandemic has found it ranks among Britain's worst public health failures. The joint report from the House of Commons Science and Health Committees found the delay in imposing lockdown restrictions led to thousands of unnecessary deaths, the highest toll in Europe after Russia. The report concluded the deadly delay resulted from ministers' failures to question the recommendations of scientific advisers. When invited to apologise on British television, Cabinet Minister Stephen Barclay declined to do so.
Keen to start with an apology, though, I would have thought.
Well, no, we followed the scientific advice. We protected.
So no apology.
We followed the scientific advice. We protected the NHS. We took the decisions based on the evidence before us. But, of course, we've always said with something so unprecedented as the pandemic, there will be lessons to learn. We're keen to learn them. That's why we've committed to an inquiry. And that will be the opportunity to look at what could be done differently and what lessons we take into the future.
The International Monetary Fund has downgraded its outlook for global recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic recession. In its latest World Economic Outlook, the IMF forecasts global growth this year of 5.9% compared with its projection in July of 6%. The downgrade is due to supply chain disruption in industrialised countries and deadly disparities in vaccination rates between rich and poor nations. The IMF's chief economist, Geeta Gopinath, says global recovery is continuing, but momentum has weakened as the pandemic persists.
Recent developments have made it abundantly clear that we are all in this together, and the pandemic is not over anywhere until it's over everywhere. If COVID-19 were to have a prolonged impact into the medium term, it could reduce global GDP by a cumulative $5.3 trillion over the next 5 years relative to our current projection. It does not have to be this way.
The European Union has pledged a $1 billion support package for Afghanistan to prevent economic collapse and allow humanitarian aid to enter the country. The 27-nation bloc made the pledge during a virtual summit of the Group of 20 dedicated to Afghanistan. The support package includes €300 million that had been committed earlier and comes as the United Nations warns the Afghan economy is on the verge of collapse. Departing German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the money would allow for humanitarian aid to enter the country.
We all have nothing to gain if the entire monetary or financial system in Afghanistan is collapsing, because then humanitarian aid can no longer be provided either. Of course, it's not always an easy distinction, but to watch, so to speak, 40 million people fall into chaos because neither electricity can be supplied nor a financial system exists, that cannot and must not be the goal of the international community.
Hubert Germain, the last member of a resistance group who helped to liberate France from Nazi control, has died, age 101. The French government says Mr. Germain embodied a century of freedom because of his role in World War II. Mr. Germain fled to London in 1940 to join the resistance, and he is the last surviving person to be honoured with an Order of the Liberation. And Holocaust survivor Eddie Jaku has died in Sydney, age 101, after publishing a memoir about his life last year. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will be sadly missed by everyone, especially the Jewish community. In football, Socceroos coach Graham Arnold says his side is still in a great position, despite losing a World Cup qualifying game to Japan 2-1. It means the end of their 11-game World Cup qualifying winning streak, but Arnold insists it is time to move forward with the campaign. Japan is placed third and the Socceroos will next play Saudi Arabia on November 11. And now for today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 21. Adelaide, showers, 17. Melbourne, rain developing a possible storm, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18. Canberra, a shower or two, 16. Wollongong showers and 18. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, much the same, 22. Brisbane, a shower or two, 23. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.